This is Chippy with an audio boo on the Nokia N8. Symbian Bell, feature pack 1. It seems to be working. Why can't I find audio boo in the Nokia store? Why can't I find audio boo in audio boo's webpage? They've pulled it from they've pulled the Symbian version, which is kind of pissing me off a bit because the Nokia 808 PureView has one of the best mics in the business. It is a seriously high dynamic range microphone and could be really good for some types of audio boo. And as it's the phone I'm testing at the moment, I'm really kind of annoyed that it's not working. Question to listeners, how do I get audio boo that's already installed on my N8 over onto the 808? I need to back up the app somehow as an SAS file, I guess, if anyone's got any tips on that. Meanwhile, audio boo, please reinstate Symbian version of audio boo for the Nokia 808. I know there's not many owners of Nokia 808s out there. It's working, and this version seems to be working. Why can't you let us just have it? All right, it's Chippy, Facebook News, carrypad.com, iBlue.com, and all the other sites. I'm off to IDF tomorrow, Intel Developer Forum, and I'll be there in San Francisco all week. So it's actually going to be a pretty big week for me. Loads of stuff going on. IDF will be mainly about tablets, smartphones, ultrabooks, and server stuff. I reckon there'll be a few surprises. There's little hints on the schedule that there might be a smartwatch demoed. I think that'll probably be just a demonstrator, but probably using some low power or wireless charging or something like that to an ultrabook. We are going to see Clover Trail tablets. We're going to see Windows 8 tablets on Atom and on Core. We're going to hear about Haswell as well for the first time. Haswell being the next generation of Core. That's the fourth gen of Core, which will lead to the third generation of ultrabooks. And the key thing there, I think we can expect, although they haven't announced it, is probably that it will be an always on, always connected certified platform. So you will have tablets that will run down to whatever 200 milliwatt idle power, still on, still active, but act like smartphones when they're idle. So that's pretty exciting. The other thing is the 10 watt TDP version of Haswell, which I guess is what they call TDP down. It's a little switch internally, a little software switch they can set, which says, okay, don't let the turbo go up too much. Keep it within these TDP ranges, and it lets designers design around a lower TDP. It's not really anything for the end user in terms of battery life, but it lets designers design to tighter volumes in their casing. Okay, audio boo, N8, N808. If anyone's got any tips, let me know. Until next week, IDF, thanks for listening. I'll try and do some audio boos when I'm out there if I get this working on the 808. Take care.